The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha Zekev. In last week's Parsha, we had the first Parsha of the Shema, Voskhanan, and this week's Parsha, we have the second Parsha of the Shema. This is found at the end of the Sedra, in Perek Yud Aleph, beginning with Pasuk Yud Gimel. So this evening we'd like to make a few notes on this. V'hoya im shema'a tishmu'u al mitzvasai, asher anochi mitzav eschem hayom. And if you will listen to my mitzvahs, which I command you today, Avos Hashem Alekechem, to love the Lord your God, ulo'ovdei b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem, and to serve Him with all of your hearts and all of your souls. It states that if you shall listen, and it writes Shema Tishma'u, a double language phrase. So Rashi brings. Comes to tell us that im tishma b'yoshon, he brings from the Gemara in Sukkah, im tishma b'yoshon, tishma b'chodosh. That when you learn, this refers to both Talmud Torah, the learning of Torah, and the doing of mitzvahs. If you listen to Hashem's mitzvahs and you do them, if you do what you used to doing, the mitzvahs that you used to doing, it will bring you to doing new mitzvahs. And Rashi brings also that we find similar to this. V'hoya im shachoach tishkach, im ischalta lishkeach seifche shetishkach kula. If you start to go away from the mitzvahs, then you will go even further away from the mitzvahs. Now, when this refers to mitzvahs, this is the klal, the principle that we have, of mitzvah gereris mitzvah, and avera gereris avera. You do one mitzvah, brings you to a second mitzvah. You do an avera, it brings you to another avera. There are a number of reasons for this. But one reason that the Maral brings is because the entire Torah is not 613 divisions of different mitzvahs. The entire Torah is Dover Echad, is one. And therefore, when you start to make a kinyan, you start to make an acquisition on one, it brings you closer to the entire Torah. And the same thing, if you start to go away a bit from the Torah, a richuk, you distance yourself, eventually you become even distant further. Also, you come closer to the Yetzer Hara, to the force of evil in the world, and that has a greater hold on you. This is why it states in Oves that a person should be careful even with a mitzvah kala, even with a mitzvah which one would consider is not too important. To the contrary, people should try to perform easy mitzvahs, because if you perform easy mitzvahs, it'll bring you to other mitzvahs, and that'll bring you even to other mitzvahs. While if you try to perform difficult mitzvahs, you might fail in doing so. And not only that, but many times people feel that they have to be 100%, 100% or nothing. When it comes to Torah, it's not a question of 100% or nothing. A person should even try to fulfill even a mixus of the mitzvah, even part of the mitzvah. For example, let's say a person doesn't keep Shabbos. He feels I cannot keep Shabbos properly. He shouldn't have that attitude that since I cannot keep Shabbos properly, I will not keep any of Shabbos. If he keeps a little of Shabbos, if he keeps some of the halachas of Shabbos, he will find that it will bring him to more of Shabbos. If a person doesn't keep kashrus, and he says, I don't keep kashrus because it's too difficult for me to keep kosher all of the time. If he makes a point to keep kosher some of the time, or some areas of kashrus, or in some situations he will always keep kosher, it'll bring him further. So therefore, im shema tishma, if you will listen, you will hear even more. Im shechayach tishkach, if you forget, you will forget even more. This is what it means in regards to mitzvahs. In regards to Talmud Torah, Rashi brings in Masechta Sukkah and Mem Vav, Machzer al Talmudcha Sheshomato. If a person will constantly go over the Talmud, the Torah, which he has already learned. You know, it's the human nature where he always wants to learn something new and something he hasn't learned. And he doesn't spend too much time on that what he has learned. If a person will constantly go over the Talmud, which he already learned, Tischachim bei Elohim dvorim chadoshim mitoch dvorim yishonim. Mitoch dvorim yishonim. So he will learn new things from the old. This is very important. Generally we think that when we review, so we review the old. Im shemoa tishma, if you will review the old, you will learn new things in that what is old. The reason for this is also not bias, because Torah is not from this world, and therefore it's built igavul, it has no limitation, it's infinite. So no matter what he has learned before, it'll be impossible for him to exhaust the wisdom in that halacha. If he's learned one halacha, one law, one mishnah, Dover Echot Mechazal, one statement from the sages, one piece of Gemara, one posuk in Chumash. When we come to secular wisdoms, so it's possible. Well, you can learn it entirely. If you review it, you only can review what's in it. But in Torah, it's impossible. It's infinite. So the more times that you learn it over, not only will you see the old, but you'll see the new. And this is what the Chazal, the sages, bring. Ein adei memisha leime dover mea pomim, lemisha leime dover mea ve'echot. You cannot compare a person who has reviewed something over 100 times to the one who has reviewed over something 101 times. Every time, not only does he learn the old, but tishakem ba'elohavim dvorim chadoshim miteich dvorim yishonim. He will constantly see something new in it. This is why it is of so important, constant chazora, constant revision, when it comes to learning. Another reason in this, it states, Sod Hashem Lireov. The secrets of Hashem are revealed to he who fears Hashem. And the secrets of Hashem are revealed to he who searches for Hashem and searches for his Torah. In Mishle, Perek Beis, Posuk Dalet, it states, Im tevakshenu kakosev v'chamatmonim tachbiseno oz tovin yiras Hashem v'das Hashem timtzo. Do you want to understand Torah? Do you want to find Torah? Then you have to search for it like silver, and like hidden concealed treasures. So how does a person search for concealed treasures? How does he search for silver and gold? He has to constantly look for it, constantly dig deeper for it. Then, Oz Tovim Yiras Hashem, then he will understand Torah, and Das Hashem Timtzo. Then he will find the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will not come to him. He has to search for it. And this is what is meant, Sod Hashem Lire'ov, that the secrets of Hashem are revealed to those who fear him. HaTorah Machzer Achar Lomdeho Legalei Seidiseho Lo. Torah goes after those who search for her, and she reveals her secrets to him. And the converse is also true. Rashi brings, and the converse, Im tazveni yom, yomayim ezveko. The Torah says, if you leave me for one day, then I will leave you for 2 days. So this is what is meant. Im shamoa tishmu'u, that if you listen and understand a bit of Torah, then the Torah will make sure that you understand even more of Torah. Go to another point which is linked to what we just said. We said, Im shachoach tishkach, if you forget a bit of Torah, it will come that you'll forget even more Torah, because the Torah will go away from you. And then we say that you fall into the further away from Torah you are, the closer to the Yetzer Hara, to the force of evil that you are. At the end of this parsha of Kirishma, in Pasuk Tes Zayin, near the end, it states, Yishomer lechem, pen yifte levavchem, guard yourselves, lest your hearts will lead you astray. Your hearts will entice you and lead you astray. Besartem ba'avadatem elim acherim, and you will turn away and serve foreign gods and bow to them. Bishtachav yisem lohem. Rashi brings there, kiven sho'odem perish mehatorah holeich u'medavek be'avedezorah. Now this seems to be quite radical. You would think that if a person distances himself from Torah, he can still be a wonderful Jew and keep all of the mitzvahs, except he's not learning Torah. The Chazal say that once a person stops learning Torah, he can come close to serving idolatry. And who do we know this from? No other than Dovid HaMelech himself. In Shmuel Aleph, Perichov Vov, Posuk Yutes, David HaMelech was running from Shaul. Shaul, King Saul, wanted to kill him. So David had to run, he had to be a fugitive, he had to go into exile. So he said, Ki gershuni hayayim mistapeach benachlas Hashem. He says, today I am like a fugitive. I am chased constantly, and I cannot come near the Nachlas Hashem, the inheritance of Hashem. I do not have time to study Torah. And lemor leich avod elihim acherim. And I'm in a situation where the Yetzer Hara tells me, go serve foreign gods. So David said that when I'm learning Torah, then I don't have to worry. But if I'm in a situation where I cannot, then I'm in a situation of danger, where the Yetzer Hara comes and says, go serve foreign gods. So therefore, this is what it's meant. Yishom lechem, guard yourselves, lest you turn away from Torah, you will come to serve foreign gods. So this is how much Shmira, how much a person has to all of the time be close to Torah. It's like the Gemara brings a Masechta Kedushin, Borosi Yetzer Hara, Borosin Teira Tamlin. I created the forces of evil, and I created Torah to stand against it. But almost nothing else can stand against it. We'll go to the next point. Could you just close that door, please? All of these mitzvahs which I command you today. Why do we need the today? So Rashi brings from the Sifri, Shialechem Chadoshim ki lushmatem bebayim. Torah must be so dear to you, it's as if you have heard it today. Now, what is meant by this? It means that when a person does a mitzvah, he has to do a mitzvah as if it's something new that just came to him, with that endearment. In another place, Rashi brings that when a new announcement comes to the town from the king, everybody runs to hear, what is it? But if it's an old declaration, nobody's interested. Torah has to be like a new declaration, not like something which is old. This also refers to mitzvahs, and this also refers to when one studies Torah. It always has to be considered new and not old. Now the question is, though, how can it be? Something which is very old, it's thousands of years old. It was given to Klal Yisrael thousands of years ago. It was created even before. There are three reasons for this. First is, the Maral brings, what is something old? Something that a person has already acquired. What is something new? Something that he doesn't have yet. By Torah, that's always in a situation where we do not have it. Because it states, Kosha Likna is Kekese Vizov, Veneach Lishtabek Hiskuchis. Torah is as difficult to acquire like silver and gold. And even after you have it, it's as easy to be lost as something which is made of glass. See, silver and gold are very difficult to come by. But once you get it, it doesn't break. Glass is easy to come by, but you can lose it very easily. By Torah you find both. It's like hidden treasures. You have to search for it. You have to work very hard for it. But once, even when you have it, it's like something which is glass which can break easily. Now what does this show? This shows that because Torah is so far above us that we never really have a full acquisition on it. Even though it is considered part of the person, when he understands it and when he labors in it, but he can easily lose it because it's always hovering above him, because it's from another world. And therefore, every time he learns Torah, not only something which he's never learned before, but something which he has learned, it's a new acquisition. And a new acquisition is always a great simcha. We make a shechiyono on a new acquisition, something new. That's why by Torah it can always be hayom. Hayom nitnu, as if it was given today. And that's how one must approach Torah. That's one reason. A second reason is when you study secular wisdoms, these are wisdoms that have become part of the physical world and are no longer connected to the Almighty. That's why it states that when you see Hareya Chochom Mechachmeo Umeis, when you see a very wise man from the wise of the nations, so you make a brocha on him, Asher Nosan Mechoch Mosei Lebos Vedom. Blessed is he who has given from his wisdom to the Bosim Adom, to a man of flesh and blood. It's come into this world, it belongs to this world, and you can partake from it. This is in regards to the wisdoms of the world. When it comes to the wisdom of Torah, though, which is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there it states, "Amalame Tera Lama Yisrael." When one is learning Torah, firstly we make a brocha on the Malame Tera Lama Yisrael. We make a brocha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who teaches Torah to Klal Yisrael. It's not something that he gave in the past to the world. But every time someone is learning something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching it to him. And that's why every day we make a bracha on the Malame Tera Lama Yisrael, to the one who always is teaching us now Torah. And this is why David HaMelech refers to the Torah as Torah's Picho, the Torah of your mouth, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. And when Hareya Chochom, Mechachme Hareya Chochom, Mechachme HaTorah, when you see the wise of the Torah, you make a different bracha. Not Asher Nosan Mechachmose, not that he has given his Torah, he has given his wisdom, but Asher Cholak Mechachmose, he has shared his wisdom with Lideov, to those who fear him. Torah doesn't give away. Secular wisdoms, wisdoms of nature, he gives away. The Torah he keeps, because it's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shares it with those who fear him. The bracha you make, Asher Cholak Mechochmosei Lireov, who has shared his Torah with those who fear him. So therefore, when one learns Torah, one is learning a Torah which is still part of the Almighty, and he's learning it from the Almighty, and therefore it's ki'ilu nitna hayom. It's as if it's being given today, because it is being given today. When you learn other wisdoms, these were wisdoms which were given to the world thousands of years ago. So they're very aged. But when you're learning Torah, this is Torah which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving now when you're learning it. And therefore, V'hoyim Shema Tishma Mitzvaseh Asher Anochi Metzaveh Eschem Hayom, the Torah which I command you and I teach you now. It is Torah's Picho, the Torah of your mouth. Amalame Torah Lama Yisrael, the one who teaches Torah now to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's a different something else altogether. And it's Hayom, it's new. And Torah, therefore, it is compared to a Mayon, a spring. The difference between a spring and a mikveh is that a mikveh is water which has been detached from its source. A mayon, a spring, is water which is flowing from its source. And it is called mayim chayim because of that, live waters. The waters of a mikveh are not mayim chayim, are not live waters. They are dead waters. They have been detached from its source. It's an independent, stagnant body of water. But meimayon, the waters of a spring, are attached to its source, flowing from its source. It's known as mayim chayim, living waters, and its power of purity are far greater. This is also why Torah's Nimshal al-Cholav states, Dvash u'cholav tachas l'sheincha, that the Torah is compared to honey and to milk. Why is it compared to milk? Milk is different than other things. Milk is the life source for humanity, because when a child is born, he lives on milk, on the mother's milk. And when he drinks the mother's milk, it's not a product which was given to the world, and detach from its source, and then a person consumes it. It would lose its life. But it is attached to the mother, to the source, at the time that the child consumes the milk. It's alive. Fact is, it's a question. The Gemara goes into questions of milk as eva min hachayu, or taking something from something that's living. So this is why Torah is compared to milk. It has the life in it that the giver has given into it. Therefore, it's kilo hayom nitno, it was given now. That was the second reason. There's a third reason also. And this refers not only to Torah, to the study of Torah, but this refers to mitzvahs. That when a person does a mitzvah, it's something new. This is a very deep reason. The Maral says this in Agoda Shel Pesach. In Agoda Shel Pesach, we say that every person is obligated to look at himself as if we went out of Egypt. He went out of Egypt. Now, the going out of Egypt was many thousands of years ago. So how is it that everyone, it's something that we look at as if we all went out of Egypt? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs great miracles, or he gave the mitzvahs to the world, they are something which are coming from beyond the world into the world. They are not something which belong to this world, lock, stock and barrel. Time, on the other hand, is something which belongs to this world, lock, stock and barrel. Because, firstly, the whole concept that there's a past and a present and a future, that's only where there's the principle of time. There wouldn't be any principle of time, there wouldn't be a past and a present and a future. Because we have a principle of time, time represents a movement. Something or someone is moving from point A to point B. And it takes a certain amount of time to do that. So there's the Ovar, what took place already. There's the present, what's taking place now, and the future, which hasn't taken place yet. This principle of time is totally part of this world. Why do we say that? Because it is the sun that governs the time. The time of day, the calendar. All movement is governed by the sun. Sun moves the solar system and keeps it in order. And the sun was created in the 7 days of creation as part of the physical and natural world. And therefore, the whole concept of time, the whole principle of time, is only within the structure of the natural world. Shlema Melech wrote in Keheles, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. There is nothing new under the sun. Sigmar says, but Lamala Min HaShemesh. Beyond the sun, there could be many, many things that are new. And therefore, the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in his Torah, they are coming from a higher level where there are no parameters of the time zone. If there are no parameters of the time zone, then it's not possible to say that that's something that happened so many years ago. There is no past and no future. And it's always happening. So therefore, these mitzvahs are always being given. Go to another point. In Pasuk Tesvov, it states, V'nasati Esav Besotcha Levhemtecho V'achalta V'savoto. I will give pasture for your animals, then you will have many, many animals, and you shall eat and be satisfied. Guard yourselves, lest your hearts lead you astray. Rashi brings, why does it say, guard yourselves, right after that you should eat, you will eat and be satisfied. So Rashi says, kiven shitua eichli musveim, he shomru lachem shaleitiva atu, sheinor emeirid v'akodesh bochu elemitech svia. Because since you will have eaten, and you will be full and satisfied, you must guard yourselves against rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when it comes to rebellion against a master, this happens when people are satisfied and full. And then he brings, we have the same thing at the beginning of the Siddur. In Devarim, in this parsha, in Posuk Yud Aleph, Per Ches, Yishom Melacho, there it states also, V'yachalte V'yisavoto V'erachto. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll have everything you need, you will eat and you will be satisfied, and you should bless Hashem. Alor et Sativa Asher Nosan Loch, on the good land which I have given you, Hishom Elecho, guard yourselves, Ben Tishkach Es Hashem Elekecho, Levil Tishmo Mitzvesem Nishpotem Bechukosem, Asher Anokhi Metzavcho Ayem. Guard yourselves against forgetting the Torah, Ben Teichal V'Savoto, because lest you will eat and be satisfied, and you will have beautiful homes, and herds, and gold, and silver, and so forth, Berom Levovcho, and you will become arrogant, and you will forget the Lord your God. So Rashi brings a principle from the Chazal, from the sages, and this is human nature, that when a person is poor and he is lacking, he doesn't forget who his master is. But when a person becomes wealthy and he has excess, Birom Levovecho, he becomes arrogant, Vishochachto, and he forgets who his master is. And this we see many, many times. We see that when people were poor, they had time to be good servants to the Almighty. They become wealthy, all of a sudden they don't need the Almighty anymore. From excess. Many times we see this in the generations, that if an early generation was poor, they were good Jews. And then, as the generations prospered, the children forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it states here, when I will give you brocha, he shomru. In each shmira, you have to guard yourselves carefully. Berom levavecha, lest you become arrogant and you forget me. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, do not make me too poor, because if I'm too poor, I might be tempted to steal. And do not make me too wealthy, because if I'm too wealthy, it will be Rom Levavecho. I will forget you, and I will rebel against you. We see that the human being, he walks between these two lines. When he doesn't have enough, it's not good. He could be tempted to steal. Or, on the other hand, he can come lideyush, he becomes broken. He becomes downtrodden, downhearted. Always, never enough, never enough. He needs more all of the time. he becomes an Oni ve'evyon. An Oni is a poor person, and Evyon is someone misha ta'ev tomid. He always needs more, always needs more, never has enough. So it's not good to be poor, not good to be lacking. On the other hand, one day he becomes wealthy. Verom levavecho, he becomes haughty and arrogant. And he doesn't have time for his friends anymore. He doesn't have time for others. He doesn't have time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. We see what excessiveness brings on the person. See, he walks between these two lines. And actually the best is that he shouldn't be too poor and he shouldn't be too wealthy. That's what Shlomo HaMelech asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't make me too poor and don't make me too wealthy. But why is it? Why is it that both he wavers and these attributes. The truth of the matter is that Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he created man, he created him in both ways. And this is his nature. He created him as a king. He said to Adam Arishon, the first man, he says, you shall rule over this world. Everything that I've created here is for you. And you will rule. And you will rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heaven and all of the animals. This whole world I made for you. So he made him as a melech, as a king. And this is a nature in man. And a king by nature. What is a king? A king is someone who is on top, a la col. So a king wants to be arrogant, wants power. And man was given this nature. And a king is someone who is savia, he has everything he needs. Adam was given the entire world. But at the same time, he told Adam, the first man, you will be the king of this world, but I will be the king of all of the worlds. He made him as an eved also. You will be a servant to me. So man actually has a dual personality. That in him he has the desire to rule and to be on top of everything. But Kodesh Baruch Hu put in his nature also to be a servant. A servant is someone who's chosel lagamri. He's totally in need. He has to come unto his master for everything. He has nothing of his own. So actually, both of these principles are vital for man. He has to realize that he's a ruler. He has greatness. The Gemara says that Chayav Adam Lema Kol Mashen Nivra Le Nivra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ele Bishvili. Person has to say that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created for me, created for man. Who else did he create it for? Didn't create it for the fish, for the birds. He created for man. And if a person doesn't feel that way, then he cannot live up to his potential. A person has no confidence in himself or no realization of what he is. If a person feels that he's no more than a sheep or than an ant, how can he live up to his potential? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you the potential to be a king of the world. So he has to have malchus, this kingliness in him. But at the same time, to the total antithesis, he has to have in himself abdus also, servitude, to realize that whatever he has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over him. And this is a very, very important balance that a person has to strive for. This was the greatness of Yehuda. Malchei Yehuda, Beis Dovid, of the kings of Klal Yisrael. If you'll notice that the kings of all of the nations of the world, the minute they become kings, the power leads to corruption. The wealth leads to corruption. The power leads to corruption. All of a sudden they make themselves, they want to make themselves more powerful than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nebuchadnezzar wanted to make war with Hashem. Pare said, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Eilech Elov, who is this God? All of your tyrants. Hitler Yimach Shem, Stalin Yimach Shem, all of them. But the unique point, the uniqueness of Yehuda, where our Malchus comes from, and David HaMelech, is Yehuda was called Yehuda because he was always praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda comes from the word to praise. Hodu. Hodu means to praise and to bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this came from his mother, because when Yehuda was born, she said, Hapam Odes Hashem, now I will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his birth. Yehuda was the lion. The lion doesn't want to praise anyone. He doesn't want to bow to anyone. But still, Yehuda bowed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David was the great warrior and the great king. It states that the name of David went out through the entire world. And still, he's always praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his whole Sefer Tehillim. He's saying hello to Hashem. This is why in Ashmein Esrei, when we daven, we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything we need, because we have to come to the realization that we are his servants, he is the master, and we have to praise him. Modi Manachnu Loch and the Hodor. So this is the uniqueness of our kings. But this was given to every person, where he has to realize that he's a king and at the same time a servant. Therefore, when one of these attributes becomes too strong in him, Ishomelocho, he has to be careful. When he becomes too kingly, he becomes too wealthy and too powerful, then the kingliness in himself can destroy the nature of the servant in him. Verom levavecho, he will become arrogant, v'shachachto, and he will forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One final point. Further in the Shema, in the second parsha of the Shema, it states the last pasuk Chof Aleph. Leman yirbu yemeichem v'yemei v'neichem ala adoma asher nishba Hashem laviseichem noseis lehem kimei ha-shomayim al oretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that you shall fulfill, remember my mitzvahs, shall love me and serve me, in order that I will give you many days, leman yirbu yemeichem, I will give you many days and your children many days al ha-adoma, on the land which I have sworn to your fathers. From here we see that Eretz Yisrael is mesugal. Eretz Yisrael is prone to arichas yomim, to long life. The Gemara brings in Masechta Brachos, this is a Gemara which we've quoted many times, states, and Daf Ches, Omru lei l'Rabbi Yechanan. They told Rabbi Yechanan, Ika Sabi beBavel, that in Babel, Babel was the Golos. That's where the Jews went after they left Eretz Yisrael. They told him that there are many Jews who are very, very old living in Babel. Toma. Rabbi Yechanan couldn't believe it. It says, Leman Yirbu Yameichem Vimevenechem Ala Adomaksiv. It states that long days, long life you will have Ala Adoma in Eretz Yisrael. Avul Bechutz Loris Lei, but not outside of Eretz Yisrael. Kiven de Amre Lei Mekadme Yamachashche Lebeki Nishto. But when they explained to Rabbi Yechanan that these Jews that lived so long, every morning they would get up and they would go to shul or to the Beis HaMedrash, and every night they were in shul and the Beis HaMedrash. They came early and they stayed late. Omar, hi, or they came early and they came at night. He said, "Hainu dahanilo." Rabbi Yechanan says, "Now I understand it. This is what has brought them to long days." Kiroma Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Liboneho. Like Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Liboneho, Kadimo vechashicho va'ayel lebekinishto kihechi de torche chaye. He said to his children, go early in the morning to shul, to the Beis HaMedrash, go at night time, in order that you should live a long time. Actually, there's a Yishalmi that the Maral brings, that there was a lady that lived a very, very long time. And she came, I believe it was to Rabbi Eichmann Zakkai. She came and she said, "Rebbe, I've lived so long, and I'm too old. I don't enjoy life anymore. What I eat, what I drink, I want to leave this world already." So he asked her, "Well, what do you usually do every day?" She says, "Every day when I get up, I don't do anything until I go to shul and daven." So he said, "Stop going to shul for 3 days." She stopped, and 3 days later she died. Now, the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on Masechta Brachos asks on this. He says, "What was the Gemara's answer? Since they go to the Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses, this is why they're living so long. But it still states Ala Adoma Shenosati Loch. It says long life will come in Eretz Yisrael. They were still in Babel. So what was the answer?" So he answers it in accordance to the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chof Tes. Omer Aleph Asidin Botekin Isiyos Sheba Babel Likvaya Be Eretz Yisrael. He says that it states that when the Melech HaMashiach comes and brings the Golus back, brings the exile back to Eretz Yisrael, so not only the people will go back to Eretz Yisrael, but he'll take all of the shuls and all of the Beis HaMedrashes back to Eretz Yisrael, and they will find a place for themselves in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, "Lekach havi kamei al adom." Therefore, it's like Eretz Yisrael. The person is in shul, it's as if he's in Eretz Yisrael. He's learning in a Beis HaMedrash, in Yeshiva, it's like he's in Eretz Yisrael. Now, for a little further beer in this explanation and what the Gaon is saying, the Gemara in Megillah says is this. It says, "See how dear Klal Yisrael is, shebechol mokum shegolu, shkinti mohem." Wherever they went into exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had implanted his Shechina, his presence, in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. And this was the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Sheikhin B'tzion, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to dwell there. But he chose to dwell there because Yisrael was dwelling there. Without Yisrael, he doesn't want to dwell there. And therefore, B'kol Mokum Shegolu, Shechinta Ibahen, wherever they went into exile, he went with them. They went to Babel, he went to Babel. They went to Mitzrayim, he went to Mitzrayim. So Gemara says, but where did he go when he went with them? Where did he stay? In Yerushalayim, he stayed in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Shar Golias, when he went in the other exiles, where did he stay? So it states, he found this place in the Bote Kinesiyos or Bote Midrashos. Kodesh Baruch Hu found his place in the exile, in the shuls, and in the Bote Midrash, Shivas and Bote Midrashim. because it states Mishachora Beis HaMikdosh Ein La Kodesh Baruch Hu Ela Dalet Ama Shel Halacha Bilvad. That when there was the Beis HaMikdosh, he had a place in the Beis HaMikdosh. But once the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went where Torah was being learned. And this was his home. Now, this means that those places had the Kedusha, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael. Because the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was because the Shekhinah dwelled there. But when the Shekhinah uprooted itself and went into the Bati Kinesiyos and Bati Midrashos, that took on Kedushas Oretz, the sanctity of the land. And that's why that when everyone will be gathered to go back to Eretz Yisrael, the Shekhinah will go back, they'll have to take the Bati Midrashos and Bati Kinesiyos back also and find a place for them in Eretz Yisrael, because that has Kedushas Oretz and it cannot be left behind. So the Gaon says that's what the answer of Yechanan. Yechanan says, how is it possible that people live so long in Babel? It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you long life, Al Adom Asher Nasati Lach, and the land which I've given you. He said, when he heard, because they're always in the yeshivas and in the shuls, Ahud Anile. He says, now I understand. Because that had the Hadoma, that had the Kedusha, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore this gave them the long life. These are some of the, I ordered some notes on the second parsha of Krishna.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.